The first load of wood bison bulls has been successfully released into the wild in the Onoco River Valley. Late last month, 12 bulls traveled by barge in special air-conditioned containers from Nenana to the unloading site, several miles upriver from the village of Shagaluk, where a group of cows and calves has been roaming since April. Wood bison restoration project manager Tom Seaton with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game picked a release site where a group of bison cows has been browsing only a few days before. Workers cleared an alleyway through the riverside brush, and then the bulls were free to disembark. What happened next, according to Seaton, was not at all similar to the first release of bison in April, when the cows and calves stampeded out of their holding pen.
They made about a 90-degree turn and walked off the barge onto the bank and up that alleyway, and they just did it real nice and slow. They'd stop and look back every now and then. We got to the very last one offloading up in the barge, and for whatever reason, he decided he didn't really want to come out. And so we opened up all the doors and tried to give him a little stimulus to come out, and he just said no. So we all just kind of went away and made everything as quiet as we could, and then about 20 minutes, he kind of just eased out on his own and did the same thing, walked down out the alleyway and into the meadow.
Aerial surveillance shortly after the release showed that a small group of bulls immediately honed in on the scent of the cows, while another chose to swim across the Onoco River in the opposite direction from the cows. Since then, satellite tracking collars show at least a few bulls have reunited with the cows and calves, and there's no evidence that any bulls have died in the transition to the wild. Another group of 18 bulls is scheduled to make a similar journey by barge beginning next week. A small group of wood bison remains in captivity at the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center in Portage, where the now wild wood bison were raised. Until this spring, wood bison had not roamed the wilds of Alaska for more than 100 years.